today on Rocking the Suburbs.
Depeche Mode, Jason Isbell, The Rolling Stones, and Peter Gabriel, and The National.
Happy New Year, Jim and Patrick, and people out in the suburbs. It's Herb from New Jersey, a.k.a. Patrick's second favorite herb, welcoming the new year with my favorite picks from the old year. In no particular order, I narrowed it down to the releases from Green Chattin, Girl Gang, Bonnie Doon, and Fruit Bats. But ultimately, I went chalk, as the sports prognosticators tend to say, and went with Jason Isbell's Weather Vane, which is pretty easy since I basically listened to that more than anything else. The single was much harder. I had to go back really to the beginning of the year to make sure I didn't give anything from earlier in the year short shrift. But ultimately, I went with Lilts and Dodge Street, which came out in September, October, I forget now. But that's it. Looking forward to what 2024 brings.
Thank you.
Hey, Pat, Jim, interns, community, Jason Goble, checking in from New York City. Hope all are doing well. Happy 2024 when you are hopefully listening to this. Here are my picks for album of the year and song of the year. In terms of album of the year, there were a number of albums released by my favorites in 2023 that I was a big fan of. Albums by Depeche Mode, Jason Isbell, the Rolling Stones, and Peter Gabriel came back with albums after a long, long new material after a long, long absence. And The National released, in my opinion, two great albums. That having been said, I always lean an album of the year for an artist that I either didn't know about or did know about, but it was really this album that sort of cemented my fandom. And that was the case with The Revivalists, who released Pour It Out Into the Night, which was my favorite album of the year. You know, I had picked this for June New Music, and I'm going with it the same time. The album just contains a bunch of catchy songs, whether slow or fast, that has fun lyrics and just catchy music behind it. And, you know, that's the reason I love this song and love this band, or love this album and love this band. And, you know, the song I picked the first time was the song Don't Look Back. This time I will go with the song that I think was the hit off of this album, Kid. You know, it's a song I heard the most, not only being the first song on the album, but also when I listened to radio, this song was generally in rotation. That having been said, the song never grew old for me. And I'd say the same thing about the album. The Revivalist never grew old for me. Pour It Out Into the Night, my pick for album of the year.
I walked downtown to get my fortune read. She took one look and this is what she said.
My pick for the song of the year, when I was looking at my Apple replay, I noticed that a lot of and most of the acts that ended up on my Apple replay list were female, and one such artist was Alice Bagnano, who performs and I guess leads the band Bully. And Bully released Lucky For You, which was my another great album this year. That having been said, I'm going to single out a song from it. It is the song Lose You, which was my pick for song of the year. Lose You also features Soccer Mommy, who guest vocaled on it. I just think, like the Revivalist, I just thought it was really catchy. I loved the tune as soon as I heard it. Just a really catchy song structure with a really catchy structure. I think one of the more memorable lyrics that, and the way that it was sung that stood out for me the entire year was when Bully sings, either way, I'm going to lose, which she does, you know, throughout the middle and the end of the song. And yeah, as I said, I love this song, and that's my pick. Bully, Lose You, with guest vocals Sakamami, my pick for Song of the Year. That's it. As always, thank you guys for the podcast. Thank you for the Two Suburbs Fest. Thank you to all the people behind the radio station. And lastly, thanks all for this being a great, great community. That's it. Again, thanks, and speak to you all in 2024.
AKA Patrick's second favorite herb.